And we're joined now in the studio by Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger. How are you?
I'm good. I said we're having crazy weather.
We had the most intense, ridiculous rainstorm, right, for like 2 minutes.
And last night,
and the sun was out half the time, right?
Very bizarre. Yeah. I always said a huge limb came down in all the space of about a minute and a half that we had this one. But last night, we were really seriously worried about flooding in some of our lower-lying areas and residences, but we had spent this whole week before getting ready for these rains, and hopefully we didn't get any reports or didn't have to evacuate anyone, which is always a positive sign, but it still raises anxiety. So I know we've had a couple of FEMA buyouts happen already, and we're continuing to make progress on that front as well.
Yeah, what is the state of that?
So I know that they're still in negotiations, but we've had one property close, and we're about to close on the second one of the four that were in the original bundle over in the Colony Woods area. Mm-hmm. So got that underway.
And all right.
About, yeah, so that'll give those families a sense of relief as they move out of a home that floods all the time to something hopefully on higher ground. So working towards that. So that was good.
All right.
It's been a great week. I don't know if you had a chance to go by the stacking party.
No, we did not. No,
you know,
yeah.
It's really incredible. They do this in Europe a lot, and they're starting to do it in more cities.
We were in Asheville earlier this week, and they have an AC hotel there, and we were looking at it and seeing like the how
blocks.
It gets stacked. Yeah, it's interesting.
Well, we were actually there for one of the stacking parties. They build the rooms off-site. The rooms are higher quality, built with more standards that they can monitor all at once because they're on the ground building them. And they're complete boxes, so when they're all stacked together, they say that the noise disturbance is far less inside the building.
Okay.
Because there is a higher efficiency, energy efficiency rating. But what I didn't know when they're... So they build the rooms off-site, they bring them on a flatbed, then they have the crane lift them up, and they stack them on top of each other. What I didn't understand was they're already furnished. In fact, we expected to see people in them. So they've got the beds already wrapped in there, the chairs.
They load that up?
Yes, the whole room is just loaded on and then stacked together. And then there's a cutout in the back of the room, like a shoebox on the back, where they're going to plug all the utilities in. So the utilities are all going to come through this hole. But it was really funny to look at these rooms coming out with chairs in them and beds all wrapped in saran wrap. And then it was fascinating to watch because the rooms just started plopping on top of each other and being locked down. And they say it's the way of the future. It's less disruption for a downtown quarter and people living around it and being involved because the rooms can be assembled. The building goes much faster.
Interesting.
And they're set to open in October. So we're looking for that. And then we put on our boots and went on a tour of the Carolina Square project this week. A little muddy over there right now. But it's coming along really, really well with Target set to open on July 15th.
Cool.
They already have a demo, completely outfitted apartment that's there, a two-bedroom, two-bath we saw. And they're already like 75% leased, or it's going really, really well. We looked at the new arts center portion, the performing arts, which is now going to be called... I'm not going to get this right. It moved from the core, is now going to be called the...
Are we changing the name of that one?
Yes,
too?
We are.
I'm just going to write every single name down in pencil.
But they've already lined up some shows and art for starting in January. And then there's going to be a lovely sculpture in the middle of the Carolina Square green space. But it's really cool looking in there. And we got to go up to the top floor of the office building and the views around Chapel Hill, because they haven't had any walls up or anything. It's just all windows out. And the view's spectacular. Chapel Hill looks really, really
nice.
Cool. Yeah. They say on a clear day, of course we were on a rainy day, you can see downtown Durham from up there.
So oh, wow.
It's one of the highest points now. Yeah. It's
interesting.
Really amazing. You see all four steeples from the chapel.
Yeah, yeah.
The different churches. And then above there, and then you look right down at the back of a fraternity.
I was about to say, like, charge admission. It's an observation deck. You can look out and, like,
down Franklin Street, the view out of the way. It's really, really cool. So we're excited to see this coming to fruition. And they've got some retail coming on the first floor of some different venues around there. But the Target is set to open. So that's really, really good.
Cool.
That's happened. Food for the Summer website is up and running. And we've got some great people signing up to help sponsor sites. And I'll make those announcements next week if we get it all straightened out. But if you're willing to help volunteer this summer, we're looking for people to sign up. It's a very easy website to register. It's a 2-hour slot from 11 to 1 to come pick up the food in the fun buckets and take them to a specified site. You'll have a partner. We always have at least two people for every site. It's really fun to do. And the fun bucket has books and bubbles and sidewalk chalk and things to do, and the kids love it. But I always hear back from the volunteers that they actually got more out of it than they think the kids
did.
Because it's just such a great experience. So that's happening, and we'll start on June 13th, which is the first day of summer break for everyone. So that's all going on, so we're very excited. We have a lot of activities for Memorial Day coming up. Orange County Peace Coalition is honoring veterans at the library at 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And the Orange County Veterans Memorial groundbreaking will be at 3 p.m. at Southern Human Services.
It's going to be like walking trails, and
yeah,
it's going to be a sizable project.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's going to be nice, but I'm not exactly sure of the layout. I haven't seen that recently. But the groundbreaking is always significant, because you do that when you know you're ready to begin. You've got everything pulled together, the design, the contractor, all that stuff. So it's always exciting when these projects get started. And it's not like we break the ground and then we do the planning. It's all coming together at that point.
Yep.
So that's really good. So we're excited. And then we're having a law enforcement memorial event on Tuesday, May 30th at 4 p.m. at the Chapel Hill Police Department to show support for the men and women who protect our rights and secure our securities. And just, as I said, they keep us orderly. They keep us feeling safe. They help us out. And so we're having the memorial celebration for them next week. And that's about what's going on. I mean, there's been a lot more. The Seymour Center had its 10th anniversary on Friday. They had some wonderful entertainment over there. And Reverend Seymour got up and spoke. And he was just talking about the vision that led to this happening. And he's so happy to be here to celebrate the 10 years.
That's cool.
And there was a lot of cake.
That's good. That's good.
Cake.
You got to have the cake at the party, yeah.
And then we had the B Awards that night for
right.
the chamber. A lot of excitement and enthusiasm over that. And what a fun event. And people get dressed up and get to cheer and shout out for all the groups. And it was a wonderfully wonderfully attended event and a lot of good energy there. We had our meeting on Monday night where we talked about the West Rosemary Street
redevelopment project,
and talking about how that all fits in, how we have development that fits into a neighborhood that has had a long history of being a place for many different cultures to be, but all just aspects, and talking about how we make development be part of that instead of putting up just a barrier, demarcation line. So that was a hard discussion, but a good outcome, I think, and I'm looking forward to see what the results of that are going to be. It's really only a four-block part of town if you look at that. And then a lot of other things, ebbing and flowing in downtown as they do, as we look forward to those events happening. And it's always a little quieter downtown, so I encourage citizens to come out. Take a look about what's going on. There's a lot of parking available because the students are gone, and so there's
not as long a lines at the restaurants and things like that.
But, I'm meeting today too. I'm leaving here to go to start the strategic planning for the Ackland Art Museum.
Mm-hmm.
How to make it bigger, better, and how it's got some amazing art in there. But like I said, we're starting that strategy plan. So people should come down and check out what's going on. We have some wonderful things to do and like you said, not long lines at restaurants right now, so come support your businesses. But just a great place to wander around and see all the changes that are going on.
Townofchapelhill.org is the website. Find out more. Mayor?
I'm just going to say, I've been asked. Yes, I'm running for re-election.
Oh.
I'll make a formal announcement in June with some stuff, but people ask me if I am, and absolutely is the answer. This has been an incredible journey, feeling very excited, have a lot of things that we have work in progress, but also a lot of new things going on that want to be very much involved with. So it's been, I say, it's been a fascinating, exhausting, and incredible journey, and I love it. And I love the input. There's such a good feeling here and a lot of great resources to pull from and a lot of great people who want to be part of it. So, yes.
Awesome.
Be signing up.
We will look forward to that.
I will get something out soon.
All right. Mayor Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.